Have a good day, Dave, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow, 7-3. Next up, we have Robin, Victor Alpha 7, Alpha Whiskey Hotel.
Yeah, morning, Paul. Best of the season to you. Thanks for taking the net. I just need a quick in and out. I've got to get out of the house and head on up to Nanaimo for the rest of the day.
Okay, Robin, we've got you checked in. Quick in and out it is. Mobile safe up to Nanaimo. And look forward to hearing from you again tomorrow, 7-3. Next up, we have Carl, Victor Echo 7, Kilo Tango Charlie.
Good morning, Paul, and everyone on the net. It's a lovely day. It's not snowing and it's not raining, so if it's dry, I'm good with it. So, unfortunately, I have to head into the office to do some slavery so I can hand more money back to Ottawa. So, 7-3, and enjoy your day, Paul.
Oh, no. Oh, well. What can you do? You got to pay the bills somehow. Have a great day, Carl. Mobile safe, and look forward to hearing from you again tomorrow, 7-3. Next up, we have Ron, Victor Alpha 7, Charlie Papa Lima.
VA 7 CPL Mobile, good morning, Paul. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Holidays, and all that stuff to you and Trish. Today I'm taking the Jeep out, four-wheeling. We're going up to Eagle Ridge, which is the top end of Westwood Plateau there in Coquitlam. We'll be up on Eagle Mountain. So I'll have my APRS on if you want to see where I'm going and where I've been today. So it's good to get out with the club and get the Jeeps out there and do some four-wheeling. You have a great day, 7-3.
Well, sounds good, Ron. Yeah, I used to do a lot of four-wheeling back when I had my, I had the Jeep Comanche. I had an 89 Jeep Comanche all lifted up with a big winch on the front and whatnot. And, man, I used to do a lot of four-wheel driving in that thing, and that thing was almost unstoppable. It was a lot of fun. I sure miss it, that's for sure. Have a good time, Ron. And, we'll have to check it out on APRS later to see how you guys are doing. Mobile safe, and have lots of fun out there. 7-3, Ron. Okay, so still looking for handhelds, mobiles, portables, those wanting a quick in and out before I start the roll call.
Victor Alpha 7, Hotel Charlie Sierra.
Victor Alpha 7, Lima, Golf November.
Okay, we got two there. First up, Hotel Charlie Sierra. Go ahead, Hassan.
Merry Christmas. Just a quick...
you're breaking up a bit there, Hassan. I caught the Merry Christmas, and a Merry Christmas to you as well. And I'll be here for New Year's, so I'll save the Happy New Year's till Wednesday, Thursday. Have a great day, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow, 7-3. Next up, we have my neighbor, Victor Alpha 7, Lima Golf November, Andrew.
Good morning, Paul. I don't know why I didn't realize it was your week earlier, but yes, it's your week. Hello. I'm almost done printing my fully featured Dungeons & Dragons players box, and I am so, so excited to have it done, because we're starting a new campaign on next Sunday. So it'll be an awesome opportunity to go out and show it off. So, so excited.
Right on. Yeah, the pictures look, it looks pretty cool, that's for sure. You know, I saw an ad for something on, I think it was on Facebook or something, that I was going to send it to you. It was like a projector that you put it above your table, and it projects D&D maps onto your table. So you can kind of get a visual as you're moving along, and it looked pretty cool.
Yeah, I saw that. I'm tempted to get one for our group. I don't run the games. I'm just a player character in them, but It would be fun to have one of those for our group. So I'll have to see if anybody else is interested in having one, and then maybe we can look at a group purchase.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool. I don't know if you could program your own maps into it or whatnot, but that could get pretty interesting as adds another visual effect to the game. And yeah, that would be that'd be pretty cool. That's for sure.
Yeah, my friend has some square. What do you call them? Like a grid of whiteboard squares that are kind of designed to be Dungeons and Dragons themed, and then I've 3D printed him some like dungeon themed just like random pieces, and we've used those to good effect. So there's lots of fun things you can do. You can go really crazy and like actually model like whole villages and stuff and use them to build, you know, random outposts or whatever, but I'm not ready to go that far into it yet. Anyways, I'll let you carry on with the net, Paul. We'll talk to you again soon. BA7LGN.
BA7WBM.
Okay, sounds good, Andrew. WBM, I've got you written down. Yeah, sounds good. 3D printing and stuff, but I guess it's that kind of goes hand-in-hand with D&D now as well. Goes hand-in-hand with just about everything. Gotta love 3D printing. Okay, Andrew, have a great day. I'm sure we will talk to you later. 7-3. Okay, I believe that is that Blaine, Whiskey Bravo Mike? Put it down. That it is. VA7, Whiskey Bravo Mike. Go ahead, Blaine.
Good morning, Paul. Victor Alpha 7, Whiskey Bravo Mike. Sorry for butting in there. I'm not sure where you are on the list. I just turned the radio on, making a pot of coffee, letting the dog out, and then I go see if I can poke and prod my wonderful wife to see if she wants to get up and do some baking with me. Anyway, take care, 7-3. Everybody have a fantastic day. Good to hear you in there. Victor Alpha 7, Whiskey Bravo Mike, back to net control.
Good morning, Blaine.
Good morning, Randy.
Hey, Blaine, don't you jumped in there. The perfect timing. Andrew was the last one on the list. And I'm just calling out those wanting a quick in and out before I start the roll call. So, perfect timing. Okay, Blaine, you have a great day, and we will look forward to chatting with you tomorrow, 7-3. Okay, looking for those wanting in and out before I start the roll call.
Victor Echo 7, Julia Bravo X-ray.
Victor Echo 7, Whiskey Tango Mike.
Dre Romeo.
Whiskey 4, Kilo Foxtrot Romeo.
Okay, we got four there. I missed one full call sign, but we'll get that. First up on the list is Juliet Bravo X-ray. That would be John. Go ahead.
Good morning, Paul and everyone on the net. No traffic, 73.
Okay, John, no traffic it is. You have a great day. Look forward to hearing from you again tomorrow, 7-3. Whiskey Tango Mike, go ahead, Randy.
Hey, good morning, Paul. B7 Whiskey Tango Mike. Nice to see you taking the net this week, and I guess for the new year. I think that was Roselle RXR that I doubled with, if that's the one you missed. 73.
Oh, perfect, Randy. Yes, that was. I got XR, and that's all I got. So now you've filled out the call sign for me. That's perfect. Sounds good. I've got to get your email from you, Randy. I've got to I got to send you something. So I don't know if Brad has it. Maybe I'll get it off him if you don't want to say it over the air.
I can give it to you right now if you have a pen, Andy.
Yes, I do. Go ahead.
RocketRandy1@hotmail.com. So RocketRandy1 R-A-N-D-Y, the number 1, at hotmail.com.
Okay, sounds good. I will send you an email after the net. Have a great day, Randy, and we will talk to you later. 7-3. Okay. So, thank you for Randy for filling the Roselle's call sign for me. Victor Alpha 7, Romeo, X-ray Romeo. Go ahead, Roselle.
Good morning, Paul, Randy, and everybody on net. And thanks, Randy, for filling out my call sign. And thanks, Paul, for doing the net this week. Hope you have a great day, and hopefully everyone stays warm out there. And take care. 73.
Yeah, it's definitely a little chilly out there. It's still, it's gone up 1 degree to minus 2 here in my part, Surrey. But, yeah, it definitely looks like it could snow. It just has that look out there. Okay, Roselle, thanks for checking in with us this morning. Have a great day, and I look forward to hearing from you again tomorrow, 7-3. It's got to break for a sec. Okay, a little bit of a cough there. Next up on the list we have Whiskey 4, Kilo Foxtrot Romeo, Kevin.
Yeah, good morning. Just a quick in and out for me. I hope everybody's having a good day, and 7-3.
Okay, Kevin, quick in and out it is, and I hope you have a great day as well. Look forward to hearing from you again tomorrow. 7-3. Okay, looking for those wanting a quick in and out before I start the roll call.
Victor Alpha 7, Charlie Quebec Delta.
Victor Echo 7, Victor Papa Kilo.
Victor Echo 7, Mike X-ray Uniform.
Okay, we got three there. First up, we have Charlie Quebec Delta. Daryl, go ahead.
Morning, Paul. Good morning, everybody on net. It's Victor Alpha 7, Charlie Quebec Delta. Thought I'd jump in, got a couple things to do, and then I'm going to head out to the Rock this afternoon and visit with there. Didn't make it to Surrey yesterday, but I will next weekend. I'll let you carry on. 7-3. Have a good day, everybody.
Okay, Daryl, you have a great day as well, and look forward to talking with you again tomorrow, and I promise I won't call you Kevin. Hi. have a good one, Daryl. We'll talk to you later, 7-3. Next up, we have Peter, Victor Echo 7, Victor Papa Kilo.
Good morning, Paul, everyone. Oh, walked on the dog yesterday, and I noticed that they started putting brine down on the road. So I guess that's the official start of winter.
Oh, interesting. I wonder if they wonder if I haven't watched the news or seen any weather reports. So I wonder if they are expecting snow today. Sure looks like it.
Yeah, it's hard to tell sometimes. If anything, I thought maybe they dropped it because of black ice and stuff like that. But, yeah, that's it for me. Everyone have a good day in 7-3.
Okay, Peter, yeah, I wasn't thinking about that. That's probably why they did it. Hopefully there's no snow in the forecast. Hey, Peter, have a great day, and look forward to hearing from you again tomorrow. 7-3. Next up, we have Randy, Victor Echo 7, Mike X-ray Uniform.
Good day to everyone. As you probably heard previously from some of my co-hams, is that a word? I just made it up. I guess it is. Yeah, it's cool here today, but nothing like they're getting in other parts of the country, so thankful for that. No snow so far. We had a couple days worth a little while ago, and it didn't stick around, so that's awesome. I'm taking it easy today. I stubbed my stump on my amp toe, and boy, I'll tell you, it smarts. So I'm just laying around drinking tea and listening to the radio. 73s for now, and everyone take care.
Oh, no, that doesn't sound like fun, so... Yeah, sounds like a good day to rest up anyways. Are you able, were you able to do anything with that ladder line? Did you make any, did you make an antenna with it yet?
One of my co-hams, I think that's a new word, I kind of like it, I don't know, gave me some coax and connectors, so I'm set. I just had to clean up in here so they could replace my heater, and I cannot find where I randomly stuffed the coax, so I've got everything here, I just can't find it right now, and I've got some heat shrink coming on Tuesday, so pretty soon, I think. I appreciate the help with that.
Oh, no problem at all, Randy. Yeah, if you would have